A thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 200th G2 Voice Podcast. It is Sunday, July 5th, in the year of the Lord God Almighty, 2020. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe.
Good morning, everyone.
What can I tell you?
200 episodes.
What can
made
I tell you? All I can tell you is we're at 200, man. This has been crazy.
It's exciting.
It's a milestone. Like you've accomplished something. We graduated and went to 200. Like, all right.
That's a lot of information.
And I already got two or three lined up. So it's just constant information coming in all the time. Every week we had 200, so well, 10 testimonies a week. Not for 200 weeks, for about
180.
185, 180, no, 190, 190 something. Because the first few we didn't do, we didn't have it set up this way. Kind of grew
it fell into place, really.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
It just naturally occurred. So, but we've had, remember the Peruvian testimonies came in? Over 3,000?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2,000. If we did 10 a week, it would be 2,000. We had another 3,000. Then remember in New Zealand?
New Zealand.
It was like 100 or something.
178.
Yeah. So
episode 120.
There's over like 5,000 testimonies that we've read or mm-hmm. talked about in the 200 broadcast. So I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, wow, that's crazy, man.
That's awesome.
And then we have another on the news site we put up a few months ago, www.g2 Worldwide Missions. There's another 1,300 on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then we've added some to the mmstestimonials.co website with categorized ones. And let me make a mention of this. If you go there, that's in our description, right? That web testimony site?
Yes, it should be.
If you go there and click on a video testimony and it says it's gone from YouTube, that we're trying to fix that. We only have a certain amount of people working with us. We focus on the most important. But right underneath it, you click on that, it takes you to a video. Because the YouTube one will say it's taken off.
Yeah.
People think, oh, they don't have it anymore. No, but right underneath it, read it. Just click on the one underneath it. It will take you to Brighteon, which, by the way, is banned on Facebook.
Yeah.
They hate Mike Adams. And I'm sure if you put anything up on Brighteon on YouTube, I bet you that's banned too. I haven't checked that. But
you mean like a comment mentioning?
Yeah, anything about Brighteon link, they'll probably take it off because.
Well, it would only have to be in the comments because that's all you can
right.
put it. But yeah,
I think
it might be. Yeah,
that's worth checking out because maybe somebody could do that for us. I can't even make a comment. I can't even go to Amazon and buy anything. Not that I want to, because they throw me off. But you know, I can't go buy something Kindle or nothing. They kept money and everything.
Banned.
I can't even. They told me, "Oh, we've had some money from a few books, Kindle. Log on." I can't even log on. I'm just like, you know what? Keep it all. I don't care. We were talking before the broadcast how that ever since my whole life as a missionary has been God taking care of us in many different ways. Joe grew up seeing us in a motorhome traveling around America, raising money to go to the Caribbean with airplane and help missionaries and go to different islands and support, bring stuff in because the mail system's bad. And then through all that, we ended up in Haiti, Dominican Republic. You grew up doing that. But before that, we were in Nigeria, Africa. You were there for a couple of years because you were little. So all the time, there was always something, always different how God supplied. Sometimes
He always made it work.
Well, sometimes it was the seminars, remember? Mm-hmm. When we started the G2 Church. Then it was, book or a course or patients. People would come here. We'd deal with them. Or, you know, just everything.
Donations.
Just donations, a few. We never really were big on getting a lot of donations, but we had a few. And now it's books and everything's free that we give to people. Now, if they want to extend their knowledge and practice self-care, they're going to need the books. They're going to need a course. They're going to need some things. But that goes all into the church. Even the books I'm promoting that I wrote go right into the church. And we just pay each other's bills. That's we're like communists. You know, in the book of Acts, they get everything in commune. They would put all the money in the church, and whoever had needs, they just paid everything.
Everybody just takes care of the needs.
They say in Spanish. It was at peace. No, everything's going to be paid because we're all helping each other. That's the concept of communism that sucks people in, and yet they rob you. You know, in the first century, Christians, they weren't robbing anybody. They feared God, which a lot of people don't. So, segueing right into the topic of the 200th broadcast, the basis for any law has to be God, because it has to be moral. And you won't find moral laws without God somewhere involved before laying the foundation. Go all the way back to the first written language, Sumer, Mesopotamian Valley, Iraq, Iran, that area, Afghanistan, the crescent, called the Fertile Crescent, Garden of Eden was there, then Tigris River, Euphrates River, Syria over to Iran, up to over to Turkey, down towards Israel. That was basically what we're talking about, okay? The foundation of all language was basically found there. The Tower of Babel, the big kingdoms, and I'm writing about it in a book I'm doing now. It's really interesting. The history of the world is not what you're taught in high school, folks. Mm-hmm. And wherever God is, there's a counterfeit. Oh, God, Adam and Eve and this and that, and they had these different stories about the Gilgamesh epic, the Abdullah flood, but then they had these other gods that came up and these other things and the devils. And so, you know, they got always a counterfeit to distract. Where's the truth then? You got to go back to the main laws. And if anything, I'll tell you one of the easiest way to find what's the truth of God and what isn't is you won't find God receiving worship as an idol. You won't find that anywhere. Okay? God's a spirit. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you're going to find truth. You're going to find moral laws. And they found that in Babylon. Hammurabi was a king, and he had codes that he set up. Hammurabi codes, like the laws, before the Old Testament was ever written. Mm-hmm. Yet, they came from the Garden of Eden, and they knew what God said in the Garden of Eden. And you got to understand, folks. Well, let me just say this. I was going to talk about, boast about G2 Voice and all our 200 broadcasts and this and that. And I'm like, what? Let's not talk about G2 Voice. Let's talk about the God of G2 Voice.
Yeah, okay? The real G.
That's the reason why we have the Genesis 2 based on the Bible, the second beginning, not spiritually.
Trying to create a world without dis-ease.
Right. The creation was the first time that God did, a physical world. And spiritually and everything. We're talking about this being a help health-wise. We've always known as a health church, not a religion, okay? Yet being a health church, we are a religion. So you kind of, those terms are interchangeable. You know, that's why they were mocking us.
And we're very spiritual.
The FDA was mocking us.
Yeah.
They're not even a real church.
They're secular.
Wait a minute. Secular means without God.
We're based,
we never said
we're
without
based
God.
On the Bible.
Yeah.
Even it was right, our
whole association, Articles of Faith, Articles of Association. We're mentioning New Testament,
it's
Old
all
Testament.
Bible verse.
Yeah. So you people are really offended us there. And $10 million for every offense, by, you know, because of defaming us and slander and taking away our God-given rights of the First Amendment, our religious beliefs and practice thereof. So that's why another thing I'm going to show you. When I wrote to the judge, wrote to the lawyers, wrote to the president, wrote to the attorney general again last week. We'll get into that in a moment. But here's a verse for you. John chapter 15. I am the vine, ye are the branches. You know, the Lord always used things you could relate to. Fishing, farming, running a race, boxing.
Everyone knew.
Yeah, everyone knew. Pearl of great price found somewhere, a treasure, the seed thrown upon the wayside, you know, seeds being planted, fruit bearing, water.
Gold, precious metals.
Yeah, right? Because we can all relate to that all over the world. And so he says, I'm a vine, like grapes, right? Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit. You got to be tied in with him. He's the vine. We're the branches that come out. You got to be tied with him if you want to bear fruit that he's talking about spiritually that mounts for eternity.
That's true value.
Right.
Yeah.
And in this life. But then he goes on to say, for what? Without me, you could do nothing. Okay? So without God, you can do nothing. The creator. And Jesus mentioned himself as being the creator. Jesus mentioned himself of being God, Emmanuel. Prophecies before ever came. There were 33 prophecies fulfilled on the day of his birth. And I think of 50 on the day of his death. Before he ever existed, these were proven to be written. Okay?
Yeah.
Because we're in the year of the Lord. That's not zero. It was like 4 or 5. They figured that out by the stars. They could go back. But it's irrelevant. Mas o menos 2,000 years.
More or
right?
less, yeah.
More or less. So, and you go, you always talking about God. Let me tell you something. I heard one guy, you know, they got apologetics and logic and stuff. I don't really like the logic, but because I just want to say God created everything and we have the evidence. And that's a book I'm reading right now. Last week I talked about some things we found over in Sodom and Gomorrah that can only exist there and in Israel and different historical sites. Well, I'm writing a book about that, even science. Proving the existence of a design. So you have to have a designer.
Yeah.
Order. You have to have an orderer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyways, here we go. Let's say this blanket statement, rhetorically speaking, that God does not exist. Okay? The Bible's not true. We've been proven to so much that it's ridiculous. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, okay, so what, Joe, we've lived a good life based upon morals from the Bible, right? Haven't hurt anybody. We got the benefits of living a good life because those just bring you good things most of the time anyways, right? And we die. And there's nothing, say, nothing. So, all right, what have we really lost, right? Now, if God is true, you guys got to look at both sides of it. And there is a judgment. We've not only lived a good life, but we're going to go on to eternity. And many cultures, I think every religion has an eternity waiting for them. Very few. I think the Jehovah's Witnesses have plop, plop, fizz, fizz, all the other relief it is. They just, if you go to, you're not going to hell. You just terminated only, you just vaporized.
Vanished, yeah.
Only the ones that followed, but they even talk about, will we inherit this earth, this one here. God says they're going to make a new one, and it's not going to be this one. It's going to be a lot bigger. And anyways, we've gained everything. We've lost nothing if we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We've gained everything if we're right. That's just logically looking at it, not even knowing the Bible or anything, right? Just looking at it, it's like, hey, if you live a good moral life, that's just going to help you, you know? You stay away from hookers, you're probably not going to get STDs, right? Yeah.
Makes sense.
You clean the body just to keep it because it's a special gift. You'll know that.
Yeah.
It's a special gift that I want.
Don't do any harm to your body.
Yeah, why would you want to research and find toxins will hurt this organism that's natural and they're not and it disrupts. You're just going to be a better person, be healthier.
And everybody knows it's written inside of you what's right and what's wrong.
That's it. Three times in Psalm 19, God said, I gave you three witnesses that everybody around the world, everybody will see. The heavens, the word of God, and right now, everywhere, there's the word of God. Everywhere. It's circled the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's on radios, it's on TV, it's on DVDs.
Every language.
It's in, well, I don't know if every language, but every language has got a message in it. At least a message.
Yeah.
Maybe not a Bible.
They might have tracks or something, yeah.
Right. And the people change lives, the testimony of people that have experienced it like us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't shut up. I can't shut up about me being cured from MRSA, from MMS. I can't shut up about that. Dengue fever. Because I never got it back. If I got dengue again or MRSA again, probably won't because I'm always keeping clean with this stuff. But if I did, right, then I can get rid of it again. I have to tell people. How can we shut up?
I can't not tell anybody.
I was interviewed last week, which will come out next week too. I can't shut up, Joe. I can't shut up about it. Sorry. I just can't do it. I have to keep telling people because we've got 10 more testimonies I'm going to read to you in a minute. All right? So our 200 broadcasts, I'd say over 5,000 testimonies that we've mentioned at least and read and mentioned where they were and had people put them in newsletters. So that's fantastic. I mean, that's the clinical study I always talk about. Humans, self-dosing, not being paid, following some standardized protocols with consistent results for every illness, which next week we're going to tell you about how to treat every illness. Because one of the biggest questions we have is, how do I treat diabetes? Give me the protocol for that. How do I do Lyme? Do me that. And we're going to show you next week. It's real simple. Okay? Wait till next week. Last week, I covered it's all dung. And we're talking about what Paul said in the Bible. And it really applies to everything about our life. You know, focus on things that really matter in life, that really are going to be long-lasting. And we talked about long-lasting forever in heaven, long-lasting for eternity, but also affecting us in this life. And that's what we talked about. Watch it, folks. I got a lot of people that they catch up on it the week after. You know, that's why I keep putting them up there. And I put up another one that we did an interview with Kerry. Well, we did an interview. Kerry was on there, too. We've done interviews with Kerry Rivera, and she's one that came to us, and we worked with her, and she went on and developed great things with autism. And, boy, you talk about getting whacked. She gets whacked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's even getting whacked right now from Germany, the government. So pray for Kerry that God will give her relief. All the Christians that listen, pray for Kerry. She's helped a lot of people, and she's getting hit. Then we had an MIT scientist, Stephanie Seneff, interviewed on the same interview. So three of us. And I think it's worthwhile to watch, okay? It was called They Grabbed It, and it was done for a group called Iconic and Iconic Channel TV. Go on there. You could pay a prescription, and they got a lot of really uncensored stuff, Joe. That, you know, a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's David Icke's son did that. So we were interviewed by them, called a series called Exposed, and then but you can also see it on Brighteon, and someone put it up there, and it's a bunch of places now, and it's he labeled it on Brighteon the injecting disinfectant, and what if there was already a cure, but Big Pharma was doing it all could to harass those that were freely giving it to the world. And that's basically us and others. You need to pray for Andreas Kelker. We did his broadcast with him on Brighteon.
Yeah, he's been on a lot of channels and radio.
Well, because he's hitting the medical first, I mean the Big Pharma. He's the biggest threat. Because if it goes legal and gets into the medical system legally, it's going to wipe out 90% of their prescriptions. Because you don't need them. It's such broad spectrum. I got a guy just told me his cancer's almost gone, but his diabetes is gone. He's off insulin, Joe. The guy with has the yacht we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to come
down
and visit us. Yeah, Steve, if you're listening, God bless you, man. Keep rolling. And he's doing really well. It's been about a month. And he got rid of that, and now he had his blood work done. It's like everything's perfect. His kidneys, he had kidney cancer. He only has one kidney. And it says the kidneys were failing, and now they're coming up. They're working better.
Yeah,
so
good.
Just keep going slowly and keep rolling. But I'd have you watch that one. That's a good interview. I put it up on, I can't put anything up on Facebook. So you got to go to Brighteon.
Yeah, I always try to put something up on Facebook, share a link to Brighteon. Yeah, like, I forgot that again.
Yeah. Go to G2 Church on Brighteon. That's our channel, G2 Church. And we got over 200, 300 videos there, right? Right? And we got a Spanish channel there, too. Iglesia en Esos Dos. Now, people telling me they're not getting newsletters. Well, go every week to our site that has all the newsletters. Over 400. G2ChurchNews.org. Go there. It's on the description, right?
Yep.
It's in the description.
Description.
A lot of things in the description that you can find us at. Go there. People sign up, but they get blocked. Even software is blocking us. You know, virus protection. Never mind the, what do you call it, the servers. I mean, the search engines, right?
Yeah.
They're blocking us. So go there. Like our channel if you go to Bright Dion. Like it. Download it. Become a... they have a lot of good stuff there. Mike is battling to keep this free. And because he's being censored many places, we did a interview with Mike. I put a lot of this up on Facebook today. I put like 4 or 5. The one with Judy, the one with Mike, the one with Andreas. Notifying people. These were good interviews.
Yeah.
And these people are being hit. And also, Volume 3 is out on the book, okay? The ebook's out. Get that Volume 3 if you got the first two. If you didn't, you can get the 3 package. I'm keeping it that price. Tell Jordan it's not a special anymore. If they get all 3 books, they're going to get it for less than $19.99 a piece. And I'm telling you what, that's about 1,000 pages of research I've done over 40 years and a lot about what we've done. You know, in the Bible, they got the book of Acts after Jesus left. Right? Well, this is like the book, and it's what they did with that early church. Well, the Volume 2 and 3, here's Volume 2. 3 is not printed yet. It's going to be soon. I'll get one shipped to me. Right now, you know what it costs to ship a book here?
Yeah.
It's like 700 bucks to ship it DHL here. Because there's not much going on. It's crazy. And these are big books, folks. That's why they cost 35 bucks. Okay? So, but a lot of people want them. A lot of people take notes. A lot of people read them over. And then you can take it while you're driving. I mean, not while you're driving.
Well, if you have a self-driving car, you can.
Yeah, you can. Well, I had a friend that has a Tesla, and they read 3 hours a book all the way to L.A. to Las Vegas. Crazy. So you can get that. And that, again, these are donations that support the church. And if you think 50 bucks is a lot, that's supporting us in other things we do. So please help us that way. And you're going to get the benefit health-wise. Everybody that's following us and practicing it doesn't go to the doctors, doesn't get sick, saves a lot of money, a lot more than 50 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
If you got all the books, did the course, 200 bucks, don't even have to go to a seminar because we don't do much anymore. We will do probably 1 or 2 this year somewhere. So you do all that. You become a member. If you get the course, you become a member for a year. Then you just redo it, 20 bucks a year. And these are things that just keep us going, folks. Keep going. So get those 3 books. I think you'll like them, really. I think you'll really like them. Let me talk about the testimonies.
The best part.
Bishop Jordan, I can't wait to receive my new donations and can't wait to give a formal testimony, but I have to share this with you. Since overreaction to chemo, the food sensitivity tests have showed intolerances, particularly practically every food group, and the suffering has been so severe. I just got an Everwell test results back this moment that showed sensitivity to only 5 things. So she was to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just very mild, the chicken, garlic, eggplant, yogurt, and oregano. The MMS that she already has, because she asked her, can they please send her a kit for free, a donkey. So she's waiting for that. The MMS is completely healing the massive underlying issues affecting my gut, and this is a major miracle. I am so hopeful. I'm so grateful. I can't wait to tell you more soon. Thank you so much, Kristen. Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, my family is using it in Bolivia. And not only did it help with when they got sick with the virus, it also helped with other health issues they're dealing with. So, yeah, Bolivia. What is it? We heard that they legalized in Bolivia?
They supposedly started using it there, yeah.
But I heard it from a few different sources. We're hearing about your Uruguay also. I was going to say también. and Ecuador. But we heard Spain is getting nailed. They're like coming out, and yet they're on TV. People are going on TV saying, I was cured.
Yeah, you see the rally that, what's his name, I think, Pramis, and there was him and Andres Cock or something. Yeah.
So there's a lot of fat in the Latin American world. There's a lot of fighting over this. I think we're going to see it in Brazil and Portugal, too. So it's good. It's good. It's coming from our church members, coming from what Andreas is doing, coming from what Kerry's doing, coming even from Jim's books, you know, from different parts of the world. And they're calling us the four horsemen, you know, like, of, you know, of apocalypse. Well, all those four people are bad, but we're the good four horsemen, I guess. I don't know. But we're definitely on the front lines because we get nailed, folks, as you can see. Changed my life for the best. I'm 58 years old, young. I have no official illnesses, and I don't take any prescription medication. But I'm a truck driver, and when I'm on the road 3 or 4 months at a time, I cannot take care of myself as good as I would like. I found out about MMS and DMSO about a year and a half ago. Since then, I use both of them for maintenance, and my life changed for the best. From my hair to the tips of my toes, inside everything changed positively. I drink MMS. I take daily a teaspoon of DMSO, spray my whole body with them. I even use MMS in my eyes. I do not use any body lotion or detergent, a deodorant, or face creams anymore, and I love the way I feel. All my family use them with nice results. See? Just what we're telling you? Here's another one. Last week we had a couple others. You make this part of your life. I have it on my desk. I take it every morning. I do it during the day. I'm eating the same foods I'm telling you people to eat. It's working. Amazing. My doctor recommended I purchase this, and it is amazing. Thank you. You know, they want to mention names.
That's
sometimes
a good doctor.
Yeah. MMS is amazing. I use it transdermally, goggle, and one drop orally a few times a day on an empty stomach. And in 3 days, all of my symptoms of sore throat, dry cough, body aches, headache, stiffy sinus symptoms were gone. A relative used it who had an abdominal pain for 15 years in his lower right side, severe brain fog, and a painful mastoid cyst. And one drop orally, 3 drops in 3 ounces of water, whole body transdermally, and all pain gone in 20 minutes, and brain fog, 90% improvement. Whereas before, could only carry on a conversation for 5 minutes, now he doesn't shut up. So listen, amazing. You want to hear another story? This isn't even here. You talk about how God works. Jonathan, where our church is in Florida, you know, have a sign out front, has a church flag even. Mm-hmm. I think that's what this guy next door, visiting his sister from Mexico, saw and goes to his sister, that's the church I heard about in Mexico that has something called MMS that I've been using. And then you're sick, you need. So he walked next door and confirmed it. So the guy, what's the chances of that? Okay?
Your neighbors are the church.
Yeah. What's the chances of me being in an airplane in two different places, two different countries, with someone sitting right next to me that knew MMS? I have a guy I'm dealing with right now. His gardener told him, because he, the guy I just told you about, this is someone else, told him, he goes, hey, I know I'm for you from Mexico. He goes, I hear you got cancer. You know, you should try something called MMS. And the guy's
down the coast, we've ran into people that know about MMS, and they've been using it. A lot of the hippies down there.
Yeah.
And they use it for, you know, just personal use and deodorant and stuff. And it's many people know about it.
There's a guy we're helping here that saw the film. He's got like 5 people now on it. They're all doing great. Talked to somebody in Santa Marta from Belgium that knew about it in Belgium and took it and wants to contact us. So, yeah, it's just crazy. Everything. The people we meet, they see our film or something. It's great. Miraculous. I loved it. I was going to have a heart ablation done, SVT, and was having 18,000 PVCs a day. Now I'm healed, no medicine, and my blood pressure is awesome. Thank you. Tell that person. That didn't happen. No, it's bleach.
Yeah.
Well, maybe like Lindsay Wagner said. Well, if it's bleach, I it worked.
Yeah.
She goes, because vodka's bleach. It's a disinfectant, so is an alcohol. I'll drink it. People drink alcohol disinfected.
Disinfect does not mean bad.
JB, excellent. I used it for my throat infection, eczema, or unknown type of skin infection, and my eye infection. Works like magic. 2 days, the skin almost normal. The eye infection, 2 sprays in my eye, that's it. Throat infection, throat wash, and then swallow it. In all classes, I used 1 drop each. It works. Another one. G2 has taken care of every little ailment I have encountered in the past year. One day I didn't feel well, the next day I'm back to healthy, including flu symptoms in early March. You know what that's talking about. I love it. I believe in the science, and it needs to be shared with the rest of humanity. That's right. That's what we're fighting for, folks. That's why we're fighting United States of America against Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. That's why there's even this fake case out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They want it stopped. We're going to keep fighting. Miracle, what a blessing to have access to this wonderful product. Wow. She must have had some result, right? Thank God for even writing that. The G2 supplements work well. I also turned my brother and some friends onto it. Great, this stuff helped me recover from candida and some stomach issues that I was dealing with. Yeah, and the stomach issues from lack of stomach acid to high, what do they call it?
Lack of
stomach acid.
Dysbiosis.
Gastritis. Dysbiosis. Screwed up flora. Leaky gut disease. Crohn's.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of them. Gone. Why? That they go usually really quick because it's dealing with that right away. It's in anything. Illness of the or a disease of the digestive tract, which most disease of the body starts there, is cleaned out really quickly. If that's your main problem, wow, comes out quick. It's cool. Then I put up a video about President Trump declaring no one take away our First Amendment God-given rights. And I put it up, and it was cool. It was really cool.
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, put that up. I really liked it. I don't know, Joe, if we have time, you could add it into... Well, the link's there.
Click on the link.
So, we received harassment again. These people won't give up. They're unlawful attack on until God stops them. And that's why we've stepped aside and went to a time of prayer. And we want God to stop them. As you're going to see of a story I want to talk to you about from the Bible also. But... I wrote the judge and all the attorneys and anybody involved in this case against us, this unlawful case. It's not even a case. Case shouldn't exist. It's like being accused of stealing a horse and there was never a horse. I mean, they don't even have the jurisdiction to start a case against us, never mind based them on something that doesn't even apply to us. Which is crazy in itself. So I have a little meme I put up. And I mean this. I'm not just trying to be cute. It says, I respect the authority of your office, but because you don't respect it, I don't respect your authority. See what I'm saying? Or you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I respect the authority of a judge to rule against evil. I respect that. And God says to obey it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't respect your office because you disrespected defending of your oath of that office, taking upon unlawful cases that go against your oath. You don't respect it. So how can I respect you? That's why you can always respect God. He never changes.
He never breaks his promise.
Right.
His authority.
He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Study that word forever. It means never stopping. Eternity. And it's even better when they say in the Bible, forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or everlasting
twice
to everlasting.
Long.
I mean, that's like from the past everlasting to everlasting
and
future.
And to spend eternal life with him. Eternal.
Okay, so this is what they wrote us. And, you know, we've never filed anything with them. the clerk of court comes to our place, and they put it on the bench because we don't receive anything. We get FedExes from them. We send it back. We don't accept the U.S. Marshals come. They know to put it on the ground or say they served this, but they didn't. It doesn't go in our hand. We don't receive it. We're not getting sucked into their system. We're not criminals. We didn't kill somebody. We didn't commit a crime. We're practicing our religious beliefs. And there's even a law that says even if it broke a law, your religious belief, you could still do it. I mean, you got people being bit with poisonous snakes, and they're dying, and they have the right to do it. Well, here we get it. Gentlemen, by this email, I am forwarding you a paperless order issued by the court yesterday evening, sending a telephone conference with the court on June 30th, 2020 at 10 a.m. Okay? And he tells me, you know, I'm Ross, one of the senior litigators and his attorney, Ross Goldstein, where he's from, blah, 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 and sends it to us based upon this case, and it's an order. And then it goes on to say, this is a paperless order. The United States of America versus Genesis Church of Health and Healing. A telephone conference before the honorable, I don't know if they call them honorable if they disrespect their oath, but I guess they have to. They have to because, you know, they're U.S. attorneys, so they play their protocol game. And by the way, they're all members of the same party. I mean, excuse me, the same...
Bar association.
The same association. So, yeah, it's kind of like a little club. Honorable Catherine M. Williams is set for. Chambers will be email dialing. And da-da-da-da, plaintiff shall have a copy of this order, defendants, and it's signed by her. So I wrote her, because she signed this paperless order. But I also included the other guys, the other U.S. attorneys, and I even included the FDA, because we now set up a suit. We're going to set up a suit for $10 million per offense. And we have a complete legal right. I got lawyers writing me, saying, we'll take it on. I'm like, you know what? Maybe we will. I don't want to be sidetracked, but you know what? Maybe we will. Because they're saying, you have all the right as a church to sue the United States of America and each individual. Wow. Really? So this is why I wrote them back anyways. Okay? Order to dismiss case immediately. June 29th, 2020. Judge Williams, to all involved in this unlawful case. It's okay. Your paperless order is a powerless order. And I wasn't trying to be cute there either. Due to the First Amendment in regard to free exercise of our religious beliefs, period. We have told you numerous times that you have no jurisdiction over our church and its practices. That's why it's powerless. They're ordering us that they can't even order, you know? It's like placing an order at a drive-thru and there's no drive-thru. or there's the drive-thru there, but there's no one inside, you know? I mean, they've got no basis for this, according to the First Amendment. They can't even if they had a basis, they said they can't even do anything about it because it's our free exercise of our religious beliefs, which they have no power over. I don't know what else to tell people. So I gave them 8 instances where there were cases and there were verdicts. And I don't know if I'm going to read them all. I'll just read the main point of it. A court has no jurisdiction to determine its own jurisdiction. And that was a case back in 1666. Was it? No, that can't be. Is it back then? No, it couldn't be. Because then, I think that's the title of the thing.
No, that's it by number.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Code.
Anyways, it was Rescue Army versus Municipal Court of Los Angeles. So I guess the court was trying to come up with their own. You can't do that. Once jurisdiction is challenged, the court cannot proceed when it clearly appears that the court lacks jurisdiction. So they can't even proceed, and they kept proceeding. The court has no authority to reach merits, but rather should dismiss the action. That's what we're asking. We've told you you have no jurisdiction. So why are you proceeding with this?
Yeah.
The law requires proof of jurisdiction. You have no proof. We have proof to the opposite.
We have the first proof.
They try to use circular reasoning. We have jurisdiction because we have a code here that says, well, the code doesn't apply to a church free exercise. You're trying to make it apply to a commercial thing. Can't apply to us. They have no jurisdiction. A universal principle as old as the law is that a proceedings of a court without jurisdiction a nullity in its judgment therein without effect either on person or property. You have no effect. It's your judgment, your order has no effect on us. Jurisdiction is fundamental, and a judgment rendered by a court does not have jurisdiction to hear is void, and in Latin it's ab initio. You have no jurisdiction. It's blank. I just don't know what else to tell these people. And they don't care. But the people up top care. Because I'm hearing the Attorney General making statements. The Inspector General making statements. They do care. They even threaten to sue every governor that violates civil rights in every state. Now, hey, we're a part of that.
Yeah.
So if the judge, if the government ever got along, I was a federal thing. Right? But if it became a state thing, same thing. Thus, where a judicial tribunal has no jurisdiction over the subject matter on which it assumes to act, its proceedings are absolutely void in the fullest sense of the term. Okay? A departure by a court from those recognized and established requirements of law has the effect of depriving one of a constitutional right is an excess of jurisdiction. Now, if they did have jurisdiction, you know, for instance, and they violate our First Amendment right, then it voids their jurisdiction. They can't deprive us of that. I mean, then you got a guy named Benjamin Rush, a contemporary of, listen to this, of the Constitution. And remember, the First Amendment was like 1776. I think it was like 13 years later, after the Constitution was written. These are the Bill of Rights. These are the amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He was contemporary. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. That's what's happened, Joe. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms, as well as religious freedom, because that was already there, Joe. That was already there. They said they should, the First Amendment, also put medical freedom under that First Amendment, too, because this guy had a lot of insight. He probably saw where it was going back in the late 1700s with Jenner and vaccinations and mandatory stuff. He probably saw where it was going.
Yeah.
Well, I thank the Lord that our founding fathers wanted religion and its practices fully protected against government interference. This is, I'm still reading the letter I sent to the judge and them. You are not protecting the health and safety of the people of the United States by trying to take away our rights and defending an agency that approves drugs that have been proven to kill hundreds of thousands yearly without any repercussions to them at all. That's happening. In fact, look how you defend this pharmaceutical medical industry's lapdog called the FDA that is being exposed for not protecting the people. That's us. You are digging a bigger hole of corruption by not defending the U.S. Constitution that will be used against the FDA and yourselves as well. Whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall therein. He that rolleth a stone, it will return upon them. Proverbs 26:27. In fact, you don't order us to do anything unconstitutionally, but we as a church, with the First Amendment as our authority, order you to cease and desist from this unlawful case against our church and the free exercise of its beliefs. Dismiss this case before we as a church sue you, the U.S. attorneys, the FDA, FTC, and the United States of America for $10 million U.S., for each offense because of the damages caused to our church by this unlawful, unconstitutional case, and I name the case, which being supported by this now no longer judge. What? You could say that? Yeah. When a judge acts intentionally, knowingly to deprive a person of his constitutional right, he exercises no discretion or individual judgment. He acts no longer as a judge, but as a minister of his own prejudices. I don't know if it has anything to do that she's an Obama-appointed judge. Huh? I don't know. Just throwing that out there. A judge is liable for injury caused by a ministerial act. So if she's lost her judgeship authority, now she can be sued. That's basically what it's saying. Okay? The presence of malice and intention to deprive a person of his civil rights is wholly incompatible with the judicial function. Because why? Because they take an oath to uphold it.
Yeah.
When you and the U.S. attorneys decide to not uphold your oath to defend the U.S. Constitution, all of you gave up any authority as a judge and attorney to represent the United States of America. You have committed a crime against us and will be punished accordingly by your own Department of Justice, the American people, and God. This Constitution and the laws of the United States and treaties, which shall be in pursuance thereof, shall be the supreme law of the land, supreme clause. That's Article 6. This is Article 1, Joe, of the U.S. Constitution. Okay? And I gave another thing about the color of law. How these, if they act under color of law, which they're doing, by any federal or state officials, I'm telling you, this nails them, man. Done without and beyond the bounds of their authority, the unlawful acts must be done such official as purporting or pretending act of performance of his or her duties. This definition includes judges. It goes on and on, okay? I gave them more things about being liable for injury if they act as using the law, they'll be themselves injury. That's why we can sue them themselves, too. That's why I put this order in all. And this is a public statement being done, too.
Yeah.
It means something. So, their powerless, paperless order, I wrote to them this. Then I put a verse. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity, which we haven't done. So even the Romans 13 says, you obey the laws for good. If they turn undo for bad, you don't obey them. And if you're not doing iniquity, no reward is going to fall upon you. And according to Isaiah, we can demand from the Lord to uphold what he's told in his law. And this is one of them. So Lord, do what you said you were going to do. Don't let their rod fall upon us because we've done nothing wrong. That's why you say you can rejoice when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake because you've done nothing wrong. And then I ended it done and ordered. This day, June 29th, in the year of the Lord, 2020, by the church, from our church, based upon the First Amendment authority, we demand them to stop. I wrote to the president, basically, they'll give us relief from this and the gross negligence and religious persecution against these judges. I wrote the president, and you can't put a long letter, so I wrote a short letter to him.
A little section of it.
Yep. But the thing was, plea for religious relief, persecution for gross negligence of the First Amendment by or from the Department of Justice. And I wrote that to Attorney Barr also, told them what we're dealing with. Please help us in this regard. And I wrote them some of the laws that I said in the initial two. Okay? It's here. It's publicly given out to the world. It's in our newsletters. I want you people to follow what's going on, what we're saying to the government. It's not the American people we're fighting against. When they say Genesis 2 Church against the United States of America. Not the people.
No.
It's against these rogue agencies. And the Department of Justice can be labeled. Not all in it. But they got some rogue judges in there, Joe. And some attorneys. And they're going to have to give an account. So again, we've started to a time of prayer. We backed off making for donation our MMS and Activator, our main protocol that we use, available for a donation. We've done stopped that, okay? And we did it under duress. We did it voluntarily, and we did it again. So by us doing nothing, okay, we're letting God show himself what he's going to do.
Well, they're digging their own hole.
Exactly.
So we were telling
And we've them. Asked God to do something. You pray this too. Ask God to do something obvious, like the judge gets indicted for dealing with Epstein trial, which I don't even know she was involved in.
Who knows?
I have no idea. Or gets indicted, or these U.S. attorneys, or the AG steps up and says, no, this case goes no further because you violate, or the president does something. I don't know. I'm not asking God to do anything physically to anybody. I'm just asking him to do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. His will be done. Okay?
Yeah, just take care of the situation at hand. That's all we're praying for.
I'm not asking people them all to be hit by lightning one day in their courtroom. I'm not asking that.
In their courtroom,
I don't think it's funny either, because I laughed over the fact to be saying that. I don't think it's funny because I don't want them to slip into eternity without the Lord. We literally pray for the judge. I sent the judge a specific letter with just a verse on it. I said, I'm praying for you. Pray that you make the right decision. You're a judge. Pray that you make the right decision. So we ask you to pray. We ask you to get these videos. Like, the insanity needs to stop. That video I did, it's in the description. It's in the newsletter. Watch it. Send it to your friends. Spend about an hour and a half in just going through one morning, telling what's going on. Why? Well, how can this happen to us? Then what I wrote to the president, and then I wrote in response to the first warning that we got. From the before it was the U.S. attorneys took it on. When FDA and the FTC wrote us a warning, I did point by point, told them they have no right, no jurisdiction. This is a gross thing. I went through the whole thing, and they disregarded it, and it went to the U.S. attorneys. Then write the president. There's a link. Click on it. Just write them a short little thing. Maybe you have a testimony. Maybe you don't like. Only if it's the truth. Don't write what I'm telling you to write. If you believe this is gross negligence, they don't have the right. And if you've benefited from what we've doing and have a testimony, even better. You could see what the marshals came and what Bishop Jonathan at our main church there in Florida says to him. You can get the free film we did to people. That helps. Tells them where our books are too. And you can listen to this free every week. You can get the newsletters free. Oh, this is where everything's located, okay? Then, if you want to go further, help us, you could become a member. You get an ID card. And it says some lot of cool things in the back of it. Get the online course. If you want to learn the protocols, you get videos, you get a workbook, you could download everything, you could even teach from that, okay? You could take a test, become a health minister. You can open a church chapter after that. You could become a bishop. You can go further on. You can start treating people and helping people. Really, we call it guiding people. You can send the free ebook I have to people. That's free. These are all free things. 4 or 5 links. Hey, do you, people you care about, check out this movie. Check out these news. See what these guys are saying.
Yeah, just copy all that right there and send it to them.
Yeah.
It's 2 clicks.
You can get the 3 ebooks with a donation, and you can help us that way. Okay? If you need sacramental guidance, we can give you an hour call up to talking to you every day for an hour. Okay? Guide you through the things. There's a lot of things you can do to help. You say, what can I do? Do those. Do those things and pass them around. If you just did all the free things and by send them to friends, eventually other people will get the books too and they'll find out. So, the topic of the week. How are we on time, Joe?
You got an hour.
Oh, good.
So we'll be able to go through the whole story.
Yeah, I like this story, too. It's very important. So the basis of any law has to be God. And here's another meme I put up. I have a picture. I was in Prague. We had about 500 people there. Were you there or was that John?
John.
John was there. Because you were there another time.
When we did the interviews.
Yeah, that's right. You were there the first time. Nothing is lawfully right that is morally wrong. Okay? The saying I've come up with, which is just biblically based. It's nothing new under the sun. I didn't think it up and go, ooh, wow. In fact, yeah. I saw something similar on the wall of a Senate. Here they are voting on making abortion legal, and right behind their heads is something that says you shouldn't have a law that's against God. Like, what? Why are you voting on this? To kill a baby. That baby has rights. It's alive. Yeah. God put it in a book when it was first made. At conception. You're going to screw with that? That's why the curse is on America, folks. We threw prayer out, abortion legal. No wonder the hell is rampant. Look at the, just watch the TV. Tell me all this crap going on. It's evil, man.
Yeah.
Raping and killing people. It's not of God. The FDA is trying to use a code to stop the Genesis 2 Church from using its sacraments used to follow God's law, his word, in regard to obeying him by keeping our bodies or our temples from being defiled by toxins and finally destroying it. Based on this scripture, based upon other things but in the Bible, but know you not that ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him God shall destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple, ye are. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Right there, man. That just says it. Especially for Christians. The principles even for lost people, because your spirit's still in there. Even though you're not born again, you still have a spirit inside this body.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot and will not stop from keeping our bodies clean by doing our sacraments. The law or code that the FDA are trying to use is violating the law of the land found in the First Amendment and of the U.S. Constitution. So, this leads us to the following logical questions and answers. Let's just throw this out. Say, okay, the people are listening. What the FDA said and what we said. Are we as a church obligated to obey what the FTC told us to do as a church? No, we're not obligated to follow them. They're there to supposed to give orders and recommendations and check things out, which they've never checked out any vaccine.
Anyway. Yeah, they don't do research on that.
No, never.
Safety controls.
They even say they never have. And they say it's safe for humans. Should we obey them? FTC? FDA? No. As a church, we don't have to. Does the FDA, FTC even have a right to tell us that our sacrament is not approved so we cannot use them? No. According to the First Amendment, we don't have to listen to them either. And they definitely don't need approval for a religious belief.
No.
No. Does this code disobey what is in the First Amendment? Yes. See how I'm just building upon it, Joe? Does the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution have authority over code? Yes. It was there before this code ever existed. Is the law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, going against the law of the universe, God's word, to which the First Amendment is based on? No. It's based upon the word of God, what this says. The law of the land. We go by the law of the land. They go by codes and statutes to kind of manipulate commercial people. Not us. We're not a commercial law. We're not a commercial business. If not, should we obey this unlawful code that the FDA, Department of Justice, and U.S. judge are telling us we must obey? No. We're not going to obey this unlawful code. Is the rule of law being followed by the FDA, FTC, and DOJ? No. Because what they, the FDA, FTC, and DOJ, are demanding us to do is violating the moral law of the First Amendment, so therefore not to be obeyed. We are ordered by the law, Lord, to obey him and his word rather than a man-made code that is not obeying a moral rule of law. Folks, it's just so obvious. It's why we stand against him and say, we're not entering your system. No, no, no. You have no jurisdiction over us. Could they come and send hitmen, shoot us, drag us away in handcuffs by force? They could. They might not want to. We might even decide to defend ourselves.
Yeah, that's no longer jurisdiction. Could. That's evil.
But they could.
Yeah.
They have guns. They have power. They could pay people off. They could do a lot of things. There was a guy down in Ecuador. He wasn't a church, though. Came after him for curing people of cancer. One night, grabbed him, threw him in jail. Right? Wasn't a church. But that's still violating his First Amendment right of freedom of speech. He could say he's curing people. It's all what he was saying. He even had evidence. A law has to be moral to be right, or it is not a law to be obeyed. We are not following a moral law, a immoral law of rule of law. In other words, U.S. Constitution that does not violate the law of God. We're following a moral law, a rule of law. Otherwise, we have no law. And the world is run by godless laws and individuals like rogue U.S. attorneys and judges not defending moral laws. They're not defending a moral law, folks. Especially from that agency. They're killing people. They approve stuff.
They approve so many toxic things.
They just want a monopoly.
Yeah.
So that the big pharma can keep going on killing people when we're tired of it. The people... And we're part of the people, not just the church. We're a church of the people.
Yeah, and not even, approving things for the big pharma, but approving foods, glyphosate stuff. And
yeah, they keep it in there.
They just keep it in. Oh, and it's okay. It's enough.
And they put
it's,
it in
it's low enough.
Put it in vaccines, too. Now, we're done. We're done with you evil people. God's going to judge you. We're going to sit back and watch. The rule of law is a law that is obligated to be moral. The rule of law is a powerless idol when not based on God's moral laws. If a law, code, or statute, etc., goes against the word of God, then it is not to be obeyed. There is a story found in Daniel chapter 3 of the word of God. And look how these three men responded to a man's law that was unbiblical, so unlawful. Okay? Look what they did. Look at this beautiful story, okay, in the book of Daniel. And they found the copies of this in the place I was just right last year in Qumran, what they call the Dead Sea Scrolls, 5,000 pieces of saying exactly what the Bible says today, the Old Testament. Incredible, Joe. Validating that these books were old. Daniel said he wrote his at the time of the Babylonian captivity. And there's other people that confirmed it. Old books. Okay? And Daniel wrote stuff about, this is cool. Daniel wrote stuff about Rome, Greece, and that didn't even exist at the time. Okay? That they were going to come and do this, this, and that. This is what I'm writing in a book I'm writing now, The Government of God. Hopefully it'll be out soon, but I'm enjoying doing it, picking away at it. But you're going to find out, folks, we're still under Roman law, Roman rule. Mm-hmm. This is why the American government, and you do a little research on the Washington, D.C., City of London, and the Vatican. See where our taxes go. See what bank runs all the banks of the world. See who all the banks of the world, that organization, the Banks of International Settlement, send their money to. See who, just do a little research. I'm getting into more depth in my book. But folks, and it says in the book of Daniel, the last kingdom will be the Roman kingdom. And how it went from a physical to a spiritual kingdom, and it's going to come back to be a physical and spiritual kingdom in the last days. That will finally be destroyed once and for all. What? Just do a little research. You'll see. Okay? Here we go. God spake all these things, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth below, beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Why do they hate me? Because they're worshiping idols. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So, and I'll say this a million times, if you have a church that has idols, or any religion has idols, run away from it, folks. God is not there. God is not there. He gets really upset. He to the third and fourth generation. You start practicing that stuff, you'll see your generations be cursed.
Mm-hmm. You can't have idols.
And look what it says. And, there was a law that these three men, you're going to read the story in a moment, disobeyed. It was a law made by the king. But they disobeyed it because it disobeyed God's law.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's basically a good story, a good analogy of what's happened to us. Look what God says about idols. Not just in Exodus. Look what he says in Psalms. I like this one a lot. Psalms 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sakes. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. There, now they're talking about a time when all around them were idol worship, Baal, Dagon, Ashtaroth, Zeus, all these different gods, gods of us, the sun god, Sumerius, Isis. I mean, they had all kinds of god, Ra, all these different gods that were popped up, right? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their gods are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Listen to this. They have mouths, but they speak not. Mm-hmm. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. They have feet, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto it. Basically, deaf, dumb, and blind. So there's everyone that trusts in them. They're wasting their time. You see, what? Look at all the religions. They have somebody you need to pray to. I was pissed when I saw presidents bowing before idols of the Pope. You mean you can't have statues? Is that why we should rip down all statues? I say in worshiping it. I'm not saying a statue of a guy, but you bow down and kiss it?
Yeah.
Worship it?
You really even shouldn't even look up to it.
Shouldn't make it.
No.
Right? Okay. So, that's just, you shouldn't do it. But in this story of Daniel, he said, I'm going to make a statue. And his, you know, these people that hated Daniel and that group that didn't believe it said, you know what? We're going to make up a law, make the king look good because you're such a great king. They come with their, well, let's read the story. Read the story and think about applying it to the attack against the G2 church, asking us to bow to an immoral law against Lord's church. What would you do? What are you doing? Okay? Daniel chapter 3, King James Version. The most powerful king in the world. This is the first kingdom of Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7. It's a story about an idol and how God gives a vision and what these idols represent. But here we are. With this king, the most powerful king in the world made an idol and a law. Verse 1. Okay? Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 63 cubits. Okay, that's 60 cubits. It's about 80 feet tall, Joe. And the breadth, 6 cubits. Okay? That's about 18, 20 feet wide. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Big thing, man. Okay, verse 2, everyone invited to dedication. Verse 2, then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So everyone attended. The princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, I mean, everybody, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, all the rulers were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Okay? Here they are. This was the commandment, a law from the king. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations." They were over a lot of nations. And they had runners. They probably set the date and sent to all his kingdom. It was a big kingdom. I'd show maps how far it went, all the way to Egypt. It went all the way towards Iran. It was big, all the way towards Turkey. It was pretty big. Not as big as Cyrus, Persia, not as big as Greece, and not as big as Rome. Every kingdom got bigger, but yeah. It was big at that time. Okay? So they sent runners out. Okay? Then the so-called rule of law, right? That's the law. Rule of law says all have to obey it. Verse 5. That what time you hear the corner, the trumpet, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all the kinds of music, you fall down, worship the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king set up, which is him. Right? So that's the rule of law. Right? We got a code they're telling us to obey.
Yep, that's what they're saying.
So they threaten you. Here's the threat. All must fall down and worship according to the law. If not, they will be punished. Verse 6. And whosoever not fall down and worship the same hour be cast into the midst of a fiery furnace. So they threaten you to obey their rule of law. Now this is where the rubber meets the road. This which differentiates worship of a god or the say, what's the matter? We're just going to bow down and get back up and worship the true God.
Yeah. That's what they really think.
Really? Everyone obey? Here we go. Verses 7 through 11. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the music of all those trumpets, all those musical instruments, all the people, the nations and the languages, fell down, worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man, all the heads that hear the trumpet, and all those musical instruments, shall fall down and worship the gold image, and whosoever fall not and worship, he shall be cast into the midst of the burning furnace. Okay? The majority did. Verse 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, because they're jealous of these guys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. There we are. What do they call them? Karens?
Yeah.
Karens. What do they call them? Sapos in Spanish?
Chismosas.
No, but they call them sapos, too.
Oh, sapos, yes. Like,
yes.
What is that word?
Rats. You know, they're going to tell.
Yeah, like rats. Right.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, he got mad, man. King got mad. You're not going to worship? Huh? You sent him an order? But watch, this is what happened. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, then brought these men before the king. Okay, here they are before the king. Dragged before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I set up? Okay? Here's the authority and the law threatening. Okay? If ye now be ready, then at what time you hear the sound of the cornet and these instruments, because he knew these guys, Joe. He knew they were, Daniel wasn't there at the time for some reason. They knew these guys. He knew them.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him a second chance. If you fall down, worship the image, well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast that same hour in the midst of the furnace, and who that God, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? He's the head king, man. I'll give you another chance, guys, because I know you're big, good people, man. I've seen you do some stuff. I know you know Daniel. And boy, he saved, he let me, he showed me a lot of stuff. Anyways, so this is where the big stand is. This is where you sink or swim. This is where you walk in the water or not. This is where you trust God or run. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. It's like they know they're going to throw him in the fire. You know, we're not just saying this. We're really serious. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But then they go and say, but if God delivers not, be it known, O king, we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, they said, if God comes miraculously, let's just get out, great. But if you don't, and we get thrown in there, and we go, okay, we're just not going to do what you said. That's a conviction, Joe.
Yeah.
That's not a preference. That's like, and we've done that. We said, no, we are not entering your system. We are not obeying you. Boom. Okay? You say, yes, you are. You're obeying them because you stopped. No, we told you why. We want to see God do something amazing because they're stopping us. But people are getting everything because we've already set stuff up. People, anybody needs anything, they're getting it. We just stopped because they got the guns. And we got four kids in that house that live there. They got the guns, the jails, and we'll say, okay, we'll stop under duress. We'll let the whole world know, and we'll sue you one day based on that.
God will take care of us.
But everybody, God's going to take care of us, and he has.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to not only do that for that reason, but let God show you what he's going to do. That's what I love about it. And I know, and when I read this, it was more encouraged, Joe. The king or the authority was angry, but didn't move these men from their stand for truth. So look what happens. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. Because, man, everybody jumped whatever this guy said.
Mm-hmm.
And the form of his visage was changed. He got pissed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was want to be heated, than it can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Just 7 times more. And he commanded the most mighty men, the strongest guys that were in his army, to bind them and cast them into the firing furnace. So these men came, bound them, their coats, their hosen, their hats, everything. They just, their own garments were cast in the midst of the burning furnace. These guys stood for truth, even though they were being persecuted. Were you? Look at what the newspapers have said about. But you notice they haven't said anything recently, since May 31st. Therefore, the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot. The flames of fire slew. It was so hot. Those big tough guys, that will do it, slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men fell down bound into the midst. So all these tough guys, yeah, I'm going to get the toughest guy, you're never going to escape. They come, oh yeah, we'll do it. And they got killed. It was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Threw these guys in. So you know it's hot to melt these guys. Getting even close, they died.
Yeah.
Doing,
let alone pushing
them in. Yeah, throwing them in, they died. When God worked, the king of authority was astonished. We want the world astonished what we are going to see do to the FDA. We're asking for the closure of it. The FTC, Department of Justice, and this unlawful judge. Huh? That's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to let the people know.
We're demanding the closure of it.
Then verse 24, look what happens. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. That's what we want the world to be. To give glory to him. Because we had nothing to do with it. And rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered, said, yes, true king. The world will see God do things when it haven't done before. The Lord Jesus will be with those that are accused falsely. Verse 26, look how God was with them. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. How did he know that? How can he look in the furnace?
It has to be something completely obvious.
Completely miraculous.
Yeah.
The fourth one's there. Maybe looked like an angel, man. I don't know. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth, not too close, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth. He just climbed out.
Walked out of the fire. Came out.
But look what's even cooler. All the world will see what God does to this situation that we're in. Verse 27. All the princes, governors, captains, king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose their bodies the fire had not power, nor hair on their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, neither the smell of fire. They weren't even smoked.
They didn't even smoke.
Passed on them. You give God the chance to get glory, he'll get it, and he'll show it. That's what we're asking God to do. So I'm looking for some great things to happen. The Lord will get all the glory out of it, not to just do church. You say, look, he'll be famous. What could happen?
This is just going to spread that more.
Could God do something miraculous and let every one of those people be judged, be sued to government? All these things happen, and obvious, the chlorine dioxide will be spread around the world.
And all the nations of the world know.
Will know about what we've said we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening right before our eyes, Joe. We're seeing our news people persecute us. Now they're saying it really works. Channels that are mocking us a month later are saying, no, oh, these people are not going to do
it. Yeah, I used it.
He used it, and his doctor in Miami. What? You're seeing it happen, folks. I'm writing it all down because when the results comes out, that's when my fourth volume comes out. On the genesis of the Genesis 2 church, what happened? And the conclusion I've all written. And it's happening, Joe, before it ever happens. Why? Based upon this. By faith, I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I'm seeing a little highlight of what's happening.
Yep, all the time.
A little, what do they call it when you send
prelude?
A trailer? Trailer. We're seeing some trailers. Huh? Something going to happen to the judge? Some happy lawyers. I'd be fearing God. The things we've been writing those people. I'm praying that God talks to them like he did with Job and others in their dreams. Goldberg, Feely, Fink, Williams, FDA, FTC. I'm praying God talks to you in your dreams like he did to Pontius Pilate's wife the night before Pontius Pilate was talking to Jesus. She said, he's innocent. Don't be doing this. I want them to get dreams like that. Why aren't you reporters transcribing what we're doing now? Huh? A new law will be made to leave those alone that follow the Lord and not men's laws. So he makes a new law. Is a new law going to be made called the G2 Church Law to leave churches? Are we going to start a precedent that's going to be allowed and entered as a law? Are we going to allow them to sue them for not, I mean, the U.S. government, the people, for millions and hundreds of millions of dollars? And there's going to be a law made called the G2 law? I don't know. Therefore, I make a decree, says Nebuchadnezzar, that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the G2 church shall be cut in pieces. And their houses, G2 church wasn't there, I'm just kind of showing you what could happen. And their houses shall be made a dunghill. Going to be an earthquake opened up underneath them, and their houses being swallowed up. Could you imagine if that happened? How could anybody say that's a coincidence? And because there is no God that can deliver after this sort. That's what I want to see. Lord, you said you'd do it to them. You said we'll command you to do this. Something.
Mm-hmm.
MMS? Jim Humble gets the Nobel Peace or gets the prize by the President Trump or the Nobel Peace Prize or something? you're crazy. Oh, okay, let's talk in 6 months. Then the king, or maybe less, maybe a week. Wouldn't it be crazy if next week we come on and say, look what happened last week? Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the province of Babylon. Mark, we want you to be the, what do you call it? Surgeon General of the United States of America, or Jim Humble, or something. I don't know if I'd take it, but imagine if that was offered.
Yeah, I'm not a surgeon.
Yeah, these guys, although it probably been more surgery than them, these guys were promoted. Not only were they a new law made, these guys were promoted, and who did they give? Gave God all the glory by standing in the beginning. Said, no, our God will deliver us. God got the glory, and God let it fall upon them. Watch yourself. Watch yourself, reporters. Old Lion Brian.
Lion Brian Ross.
Lion Brian Ross, or who was the other one? Lamey Tammy. Tammy? Lamey.
Lamey Amy? No.
Lamey Amy, yeah.
Lamey Amy?
Lamey Amy. Old Picklehead Ed, you know? We got those guys. Oh, lame lapdog. What was the guy up in Canada? Lapdog something. Labby. Oh, lapdog Labby.
Labby, yeah.
Yeah, we're just making fun of you because we'd mock you just like Elijah mocked the prophets of Baal for worshiping idols. He was pissed. They all died. Well, if we're going to follow any precedents, we might have all these judges and people die. And I, honestly, before God, I don't pray that happens. I pray that God saves them. I don't know what God's going to do. God will show himself mighty to you if you stand for truth and not bow. And the Lord will deliver you from the evil against you. Hey, I remember preaching a sermon once. They didn't bend. They didn't bow. And they didn't burn. Just give a little remembrance there. And here's a scripture I'm going to end with. How are we doing for time?
We got plenty of time.
Oh, good. Yeah. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me. In the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets. Whilst that I will all escape. And that's my prayer. I don't know what that means. And I'm telling you, I pray for every one of those people all the time that they'll repent of what they're doing, open their eyes, and even be instrumental in making and writing up a law for free exercise, although there already is one right there on our wall, Joe.
Yeah.
There already is one. But there is a declaration made by the
an update to the First Amendment.
Yeah, a little, and I want it to be called the G2 Church Law. And that just means named after us defeating the United States of America. Not the people, the corruptness in it, and winning. Let's see if it happens. But if it doesn't, just like they said, throw us in the whatever. It doesn't matter, Joe. We're going to keep going. Proclaiming the Lord. Let's see what happens. Let's see who is the God of creation. The Lord God. And there's only one God. Let's see. God bless you, folks. Next week, it's going to be a good one. We're going to show you how to treat whatever you got. How can I treat my problem? Next week, we're going to show you. Just fill in the blank. Tomorrow, next week, we're going to show you. Okay? We're going to show you what to do. And we're also going to have the week after. I was on TV station, IMTV, spent about an hour and a half talking about, he's asking me, so what's come up? What's your part in this, Mark? Then they're going to get Andrea's part, Kerry's part, and they're going to have another site they're going to pop up with and make sacraments available too. So that's cool. Hey, we're for everybody doing this. I tell you, get the three books we got that we put together. And I say we. I thought you wrote them. Joe's helped me. John's helped me. Testimony's helped me. So many people are in there, okay?
Yeah.
We compiled it, put it together. This is the Acts of the Genesis 2 Church. First one's not so much, although that's in there too. We had about 60 different ways of different illnesses and how to, the protocols for them in the first book. You want to get these three. I'm telling you. They're timely. And there might be a day where you can't even get them. Who knows? God bless you. We're in a health revolution. Oh, by the way, we have a song that's going to end here. I wrote another poem because I wrote that poem. I wrote another poem, and it's called Occupy Till I Come, about what we're doing to occupy till the Lord comes back as a church and as Christians too. So
stay busy.
I prayed that someone like Bishop Owen put that one together. So guess what? Someone called me this week. Has made all kinds of songs, been 40 years playing the piano, wrote songs, he played me a song and sang it. Like he's, wow, I'm like, cool, man. So I gave him the poem. He said he's working on it. And for my book, I prayed for one of the people here to have a book of the throne of God.
Yeah, the painting.
She's doing it.
Yeah.
So, because I didn't want to copyright anybody, because sometimes, oh, you can't put that, it's a copyright. Well, not if I have somebody painting for me and give it to me. So, a lot of cool things are happening, folks. You can't go wrong being on the side of the Lord. Like Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. In Joshua 24:15. If God, Baal be God, serve him. But if the Lord God be God, serve him. You're going to make a choice. Choice now. Choose now while you're alive. Because once you second, millisecond, nanosecond, what's the P for the size? Picosecond. After you die, you enter eternity, and then the choice is over. God bless you. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts like they did. And even Isaiah says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come reason together with God. He can cleanse you. Mm-hmm. And you're not separated from God forever by your sins. It's by denying the Messiah that already came.
You got to accept him.
He died, was buried, and rose again. Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus Christ, the only God. If you don't believe that, you will one day, but you need to make a decision before you die. God bless you. We love you, and we'll help any one of you with the protocols, because we're a health church. But as a believer, I'm going to tell you what I just told you. God bless you. And if you do accept the Lord, write us in. Read John chapter 3. Read Romans chapter 10. Read Romans chapter 1. Whoa. Incredible. And read 1 Corinthians 15, which the first four verses is the gospel.
God is love.
God is love. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. God bless you. We love being able to do what we're doing. 200th, Joe? I don't know. We're going to be here for 200 more?
I don't know. Or even 300.
Let's see. I hope to see you next week. Please, we don't just put these together just to fill time. Please, send all the free stuff to all your friends. Let them make a decision.
We're doing your due diligence.
The free ebook. What? Send it to them. If they don't like it, they'll never buy another book. They won't follow it. But if they say, wow, thanks, and they watch the film and start listening to us, they probably get all these books. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you? I wish to God we had these books when we first found out we had MRSA. It would have been so easy. Wow. I always say that, but it would have been. Mm-hmm. Okay. God bless you. Love you. See you next week.
God bless everyone.
We got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got the MMS. We got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering,
you don't need to suffer.
Build you back up, make you tough again.
Can
give MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.